BBC News with Neil Nunes. The Sri Lankan government has said major lapses in intelligence had contributed to its failure to prevent the deadly suicide bombings on Sunday. President Maithripala Sirisena has asked his defense secretary and police chief to resign for failing to pass on warnings of the attacks. Facebook has said it's preparing itself for a massive fine by U.S. federal authorities investigating its handling of users' personal information. The social media giant said it had already set aside $3 billion to cover legal expenses, but acknowledged the final cost of the company could reach $5 billion. There's been a furious response in Ukraine to President Putin's move to fast-track Russian citizenship for some residents in eastern Ukraine. The president-elect Volodymyr Zelensky called for more international sanctions against Russia in response to the move. Talks have been taking place between Sudan's ruling military council and protest leaders as demonstrators continue to demand that the military hand over to a civilian administration. Some reports suggest the council has agreed to remove three of its members and that a nonpartisan technocrat will be announced as the new prime minister. The Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif has said he would be willing to carry out a prisoner exchange with the United States. Mr. Zarif also suggested that the British-Iranian charity worker Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe could be released as part of such a swap. Scientists in the United States say they have developed a brain implant that can read people's minds and turn their thoughts into speech. The electrode can pick up the signals that control the lips, tongue, voice box, and the jaw when it's implanted in the brain. A computer simulation is then used to transform these mouth movements into words. BBC World News.